This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Russia rejected Western demands Friday that it pulls completely out from Ukraine as part of any future talks to end the war, saying they effectively rule out any talks on settling the conflict. Kremlin spokesman Dmitry Peskov reiterated Russian President Vladimir Putin remains open to talks, but that the demand that Moscow withdraw its troops from Ukraine first is unacceptable. UN-appointed investigators are looking into whether Russia's attacks on critical infrastructure in Ukraine amount to war crimes, one of the inspection teams said on Friday. Russia has been hounding Ukraine's electricity infrastructure since early October, causing blackouts and leaving millions without heating as temperatures get colder. Spanish police have closed off the area surrounding the Ukrainian embassy in Madrid after it received a quote-unquote bloody package similar to the ones sent to other embassies abroad, Ukraine's foreign ministry said on Friday. This comes after a spate of six-letter bombs targeted high-profile targets in Spain related to the war in Ukraine. On Friday, the Ukrainian Foreign Ministry said several of the country's embassies abroad have received the quote-unquote bloody packages containing animal eyes. Pakistan's embassy in Kabul came under attack on Friday with gunfire injuring a Pakistani security guard, officials said, in what Islamabad called an attempt to assassinate its head of a mission who was unhurt. It was not immediately clear who was behind the embassy attack. Find more on these stories at voanews.com. This is VOA News. A court in Tanzania sentenced 11 people to death on Friday for the murder of a conservationist there. Anti-poaching activist Wayne Lauder was shot to death in August 2017 while riding in a taxi. Those sentenced to death include two citizens of neighboring Burundi. Tanzania hasn't carried out an execution in decades. A Senegalese lawmaker slapped one of his female colleagues in parliament on Thursday, sparking a brawl in the chamber and a debate about violence against women, underscoring tensions in Senegalese politics, Reuters correspondent David Doyle reports.
The currency had at one stage on... During a budget presentation, Massad Sam of the opposition walked over and slapped Amy Ndaye Gnibi of the ruling coalition Benno Bok Yakar. Gnibi threw a chair back at Sam before another lawmaker tackled her to the floor. With blows, insults and accusations flying, the session was suspended. Sam had been addressing comments made by Gnibi over the weekend. She'd criticised a spiritual leader who was opposed to Senegal's President Macky Sall standing for a third term. Sam had taken issue. Gnibi said she did not care. Sam then walked over and slapped her.
Malaysia's newly appointed Prime Minister Anwar Ibrahim said on Friday he would also serve as the country's finance minister, retaking a cabinet role he first held 30 years ago.
Cabinet ini atau jemaah menteri ini adalah jemaah menteri kerajaan perpaduan.
Anwar was sworn in as premier by Malaysia's king last week after an election that resulted in a hung parliament. Critics have cautioned against Malaysia's premier also holding the finance portfolio in order to ensure proper check and balance mechanisms and avoid a repeat of a multi-billion dollar graft scandal involving State One M1DB. The U.S.'s newest nuclear stealth bomber will make its public debut today after years of secret development, AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
The B-21 Raider is the first new American bomber in more than 30 years. The Raider program is highly classified. Artist renderings reveal the bomber resembles the one it will replace, the B-2 Spirit. Builder Northrop Grumman says that's where the similarities end. Analysts say changes could include advanced materials making the Raider harder to detect and the ability to disguise itself as another object on radar. Six Raiders are in production as the Pentagon tries to modernize its nuclear force.
I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.